From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. And when's the last time you laminated something? Been a while? You wouldn't be the only one. The shift towards digital documents has had a domino effect. Laminators, binders, and similar items to manage paper in the office are becoming less common. Sales of binding and laminating machines have been slowly declining for years, and analysts expect that to continue. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace took a look at the office and office supply store of the future.
Confession first, I really love lamination. The sound, the weird smell, the whole idea of preserving a piece of paper in plastic just really gets me going. But I might be alone in my generation.
I don't think I've seen a laminator since I volunteered at a library in my hometown.
This is Alex Wall, head of PR at a startup called Jukely.
Sort of like a Netflix for live music.
We're poking around here because it's your typical new office. High ceilings, sleek computers, standing desks. There's a sad little printer in the corner that no one ever uses, and no paper anywhere. Jukely does have an awesome record player, and Alex points to a Keurig, one of those coffee machines with the pods.
This is the piece of office equipment that gets the most attention.
Michelle Havenitz, who's an analyst at IBIS World, says for any consumer product,
there are four life cycle stages: introduction, growth, maturity, decline.
Maturity is when pretty much everyone is familiar with the product and sales level off. Think computer keyboards or phones. Decline is usually signaled by consolidation, a lack of innovation. For paper preservation products like laminators,
demand has been consistently falling.
No, tragically, this isn't the sound of a laminating machine. It's a helium machine at the back of a tiny, crowded office supply store in Brooklyn. The manager, Wynn Comain, is blowing up balloons. He says these days, 7th Avenue Office Supply sells less paper, more toys and decorations.
It's changed from office supply to be more like a party supply now.
The store does do a lot of copy services, but this is a hyper-local model.
Either you go very, very, very local, or you cannot survive.
The store has one tiny laminator tucked in the back for this whole dense neighborhood. So laminators probably aren't totally going away, but they may go the path of the record player. Cool, but rare. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.